When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Friends, this is In This League. It's ITL on Sports Grid with Bogman and the Welch. That is us. It's a three-hour edition today. We are going to be talking some NFL draft. We might have some baseball. I don't know if there's enough time. There's so many activities.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Welshman. Happy birthday to you.
That was good. Thank you. Thank you very much. I mean, I'm not sure it quite competes with my version when I sing to you as Marilyn Monroe. But...
Oh, yeah. Well, that gets creepy. I didn't want to be creepy. So
nah, I'd appreciate that. You told me I missed a call from you and you're like, I was going to do that, but now it's done. You're like, you're not going to get that.
Well,
now.
You thought I was going to get here. So
yeah. No, thank you very much. Yeah. As we're recording this, it is the birthday, 38 years old. You and I are very old. Mm-hmm. Relevant.
Yep.
We could only plan.
Do you get a cane and Metamucil and have some oatmeal for dinner?
I mean, there's some pain medication I probably need, and it's legal now, so I could probably get into that. But we could only still play in the NFL if we were quarterbacks. That's it. We wouldn't be able to do
kickers.
We'd be relief pitchers or maybe DH in baseball.
Jamie Moyer, right? Didn't Jamie Moyer pitch till he was 50?
I think 43.
We would have let me see what age that was.
Julio Franco played until he was like 45, I think.
Well, I mean, he might have been 76.
He's still playing, by the way.
I know. He's playing in the Dominican, isn't he?
Yeah. That guy's crazy. He's like 54 and he's still out there playing. He's still just dropping bombs. That's a good question. Who's the oldest athlete to ever play? Because Jerry Rice played, I think, some of the, like, not in the most years, but pretty close. I want to say Julio Franco was the oldest player. We can't count like the 1920s, you know, like you like to like, oh, Babe Ruth, he's the best, and he's just a big fat slob when they're throwing 50 miles an hour and you can get out there and you need no athletic ability. Like, I don't know, we're gonna look at it a break. We're gonna talk about maybe that, but here's the big thing. We're gonna be opening this show, our old asses.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
We're going to be opening this show with football. We have got an NFL consensus mock draft to look at because the draft is next week. We are going to be doing all the prop bets for the NFL draft. Maybe we'll get to some baseball. So don't go anywhere. It's a birthday edition. It's ITL on Sports Grid. Bogman and Welsh will be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Patreon.com/ITLRME. That is where you can join up and be a part of the audio universe that is in this league. ITL lives there. Bogman and the Welsh. We've got comedy secret shows. We've got lists. We've got live streams. The ability to hang out with us while we're doing this show right here. And the GroupMe rooms, of course, with all the sports and just like all over the place. There's like video games and a Marvel room. And we've just, you know, cards and memorabilia. We've got tons and tons of them. Come hang out with us. Patreon.com/ITLRME. Support us. Support Bogman. Do it today. It was interesting. You were right. When we were talking about how old I am now, I'm as old as Bogman, which is, you know, it really woke me up today. That was a big thing about my birthday.
You'll never be as old as me until I croak at, 43. And then you move 3 months past that. So
actually, yeah, you're right. 4 months, like 3 months and a day or whatever after you die, if I'm still alive, would be the only time that I've lived longer than you.
That's right.
Yeah, but right now you are.
As long as I'm alive, I'm older than you every day.
So. You win. Yeah, you're winning as long as you're alive. And you were right, though, because I was like, oh, you know, we're irrelevant. But I don't know. We might be spring chickens in baseball still. Jamie Moyer played till he was 49 years old. 49 is crazy. But so did Julio Franco.
Yeah, Julio Franco also till he was 49. And someone mentioned Gordie Howe. Gordie Howe played hockey until he was 43. Tom Brady is 106, and he's still playing. So.
How old is Brady right now? Is he 43?
I think he's 43 or 44.
Because Rice played, but I think Rice stopped at like 40 or something like that. But he played like 21, 22 years. He played some ungodly, you know, three decades across, you know, from the 80s, 90s, and into the 2000s. And yeah, we're just not going to play. So bottom line, Bogman, I hate to break it. I was broken to me this morning when I woke up at 38 years old. I said, you know what? I'm not going to make it into baseball or the
NFL. I watched a comedian when I was, you know, like 15 or 16. So I have no, I can't remember who it was, obviously, because that was 22 years ago at this point, 22, 23 years ago.
A lifetime.
But, yeah, a lifetime ago. But he said, you know, that every guy has that day where they're just depressed for no reason. And it's because they realize that they're not going pro. You know, it's they're like 23 or something. They realize that all the guys getting drafted are younger than them. And they go, oh, damn, that means I'm not going pro for real.
Yeah.
It's definitely not happening.
I woke up today and I realized I'm like, I'm not gonna not have going that pro. Moment. I'm not going to hit that homer and someone's going to want to see. So, you know, a scout's not going to see the cutter. You're not going to see that devastating cutter I throw and want to get me in the bullpen. It's just my only time I'm going to get to use that cutter is against Spore at some point when we see him in person. So,
That was hard.
That was hard for me today. I had to realize I wasn't going pro, but I can hang here with you. There are a lot of guys that are going to be going pro 1 week from Thursday. Because you guys are listening to this not on Thursday when we're recording this. The NFL draft is this coming Thursday. And on Patreon, we got a big setup coming up. 3 days, Bogman's going to be hosting. And two of them are going to be on Patreon. So you're going to want to be a part of it. And then I think the final day is going to be just open on our YouTube channel. But Bogman so much so you book guests. I mean, I will be around on that Thursday until the Niners take Mac Jones or Sewell or whatever, and then I'll be gone. but I'll stick around probably for a while if they take Justin Fields or they do some awesome Jamar Chase or something that makes me happy. And but you've got other guests. I think you got Bubba. I think you got Jake. I think you cornered Jake Seeley into
strong armed people into coming. I got to get the schedule done. But I was on with a lot of people this week. I strong armed our boy John Lobb, who's been on this show many times. He's going to come on. And I did that on this show last week or 2 weeks ago, I believe. And I'm going to be able to get my guy, Eric Froton. I do a CFF show with him and John during college football season. So those guys will both be on. And then I went on The Athletic, where I, convinced Jake Seeley and Brandon Funston to come on at some point during the week. And then I was on Fantasy Pros with our boy Joe, who's going to come on at some point, and Mike Taglieri.
That's just not the first night, though, right? That's like
No. This is spread across the 3 days. So yeah. I think for most of these guys, it'll probably be day three to, because number one, that's the longest day. That's when your day starts at 9 a.m., which I don't particularly care for. But, let's just move it back a little bit. Does it have to start at noon? Why can't it start at 3? Come on, let's
I think we should do. I'm just saying this live on air. I think we should take some of the cuts of all the guys and we can make a little extra episode out of it. All the live reactions. If you just do some markers, I can help cut some of that stuff together and that'll be good. It's going to be great. So if you guys want, this is the battle. I tell people it's like, yes, the end of the month is coming. So you might want to wait to sign up on our Patreon for May, but the end of the month, we are going to have this killer 3-day thing. 2 days of those are going to be behind our Patreon, and it's going to be Bogman and all of them, and it's going to be great. Yeah, and like Jag says, can't wait to hear Jake complain about, and it'll be whatever. Just insert. It'll be lots of stuff. So that's going to be a killer stream for the NFL draft that we will have. And I'm going to be back on with Bogman doing a podcast for the ITL Fantasy Football prior to the draft. And then we will have one we're doing after the draft, and we may even have this clipped up from the live stream. So you can check all of that out. Patreon.com/ITL Army and the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. So what we are going to do today for just a little bit here, we're going to start with a mock draft. Let's take a look. I know you have been partaking in some. There's, mock draft 7.0 and everyone's doing the different things. And,
right.
They'll be the final ones that some of these teams are going to get. But CBS put together a consensus mock draft. This is by Josh Edwards over there, and it's where it's essentially taking what the majority of mocks are doing and putting together the entire first round, and I figure we would go through that. I did find a really interesting one that ESPN put up, if anyone wants to check out, but I don't know how you would consume it. It's just got to be like, I'm bored and I need something to read because I'm getting my car fixed, or, my wife is walking through Kohl's and I just am going to sit in this chair. It was a 32 pick first round mock draft put together of only trades. So every single pick is traded. Like, so the very first pick in the article had, and it's so unbelievable. It had, Trevor Lawrence getting traded to the Chargers, and it
to
was
the
like
Chargers.
Watch.
Oh,
and it was
okay,
like
so they got Justin Herbert plus to move up. Okay,
can you By the way, can you imagine trading Justin Herbert plus to get Trevor Lawrence?
No,
tell me
I
that
can't.
Right now. There's
well,
no
look,
freaking way.
Well, first of all, yes, I could, because Trevor Lawrence is that type of a prospect.
Would
what
you
mean?
Trade Trevor Lawrence and something to? I'm sorry. Would you trade Justin Herbert and something to get Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, I would.
Wow, that's like would. The Tua thing. I didn't understand when all the trade talks were going on with Watson, and it's like, well, actually, I guess it was inverse. It was just like, we're going to have to get more, with Tua. And it was just like, wow, the valuations, I don't understand. Herbert looked fantastic. I can't
imagine. Rookie of the year, man. So he's obviously an unbelievable
quarterback.
You hope
Trevor Lawrence can do what Justin Herbert did. So why move
right,
off
but
from
the
Justin
assumption,
Herbert plus?
Look, any of these prospects can fail, right? It's the NFL, which, everybody says stands for not for long, because guys don't last in the league. They just don't. So absolutely, Trevor Lawrence can fail, especially with a first-time NFL head coach in Urban Meyer and all that stuff. So, but he is also the consensus number one prospect for you know, since Andrew Luck, who was the number one prospect since Peyton Manning and blah, blah, blah. You know, we keep going back on that, you know, since John Elway. So he is the highest rated quarterback in a long time. And like even the articles that you see coming out about, you know, oh, this this has been a discussion among NFL GMs that are all like, yeah, it'd be really hard to not take Trevor Lawrence. There are some people who like Zach Wilson, Chris Sims, who's been unbelievably accurate in his quarterback takes, likes Zach Wilson a little bit better. But there are a lot of people that are poking holes in Fields' game and Zach Wilson's game. And it's just hard to do that with Trevor Lawrence. It doesn't happen.
You know, actually, what we'll do, because we're going to go to break here, I want to look, we'll look at both of our teams to see what they would do in this mock. But that one I was telling you about, here is the trade. Justin Herbert, Derwin James, and the 113 for the 1-1 and a third round pick. Herbert, Derwin James, and the first round to get Lawrence and a third. We gotta go to break. We'll talk about that, our teams, and a real consensus mock on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
Friends, make sure you are subscribed to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. ITL Fantasy Baseball, ITL Fantasy Football, Prospect One. We got the basketball. We got the draft stuff. We got the college stuff. Just type in ITL or In This League in your podcast app. You'll get it. Plus this one right here. I don't know where you're listening. I'm not your mother. I'm not your father. I don't know what you're doing at all times. I'm not keeping tabs on you. So maybe you're listening in San Diego on the Mightier 1090. Maybe you're listening on Sports Grid. Maybe you're listening live. If you're on the podcast, good for you, so you know what to do. If not, check us out, ITL, In This League. Look it up on podcast. Get subscribed. Don't miss any of the podcast. So we're going to look at a consensus NFL mock draft from CBS, which has got a whole bunch together. But this trippy article on ESPN, where it's like every draft pick is then traded. You look like you were going to justify this. This guy says the Jaguars would get Herbert, Derwin James, and a first round to get Lawrence and a third round pick is asinine to me. But you seem to think like, well, that might be the going rate.
Yeah, I mean, look, it would take that. I think it would take that. I think you said that they got a, what would they get? A third round back, Jacksonville or the Chargers. I'm surprised that was even thrown in there. So Derwin James has had injury issues. He's had he's missed so many games, so he's still a first round pick. So you're giving up Justin Herbert, who's a first round pick last year, your first round pick this year, and your first round pick from 2017, 2018. Can't remember which one it was for Derwin, but you're giving up basically three first round picks to go up and get Trevor Lawrence. And one of those was rookie of the year last year. I honestly think that that is probably what the going rate would be if you were going to trade up for Trevor Lawrence. And honestly, I don't even know if the Jaguars would accept that because of the type of, I'm telling you, and I've said this a million times, so I apologize for people who have heard it and are tired of me saying it, but the first article that I read about Trevor Lawrence said Trevor Lawrence is Peyton Manning if he could run. That was the first article. He's not as good as Peyton Manning, I don't think. So I didn't think Andrew Luck was as good as Peyton Manning. I don't know if we'll ever see a quarterback prospect as good as Peyton Manning coming into the league, but he struggled, you know? So it's giving up a lot, but you could get a guy that is, you know, as surefire a Hall of Famer as there is in the draft, which there never is. So,
well, this is all speculative. I just see that, and that's the craziest. It makes no sense to me. Our teams, by the way, this one, it's weird. It has the Niners trading down one pick to Atlanta. They get 1-4 plus a third this year and a third next year. And then Atlanta would take, you know, one of the core. And that's the problem with this article, though, is like he then doesn't specify who the Niners take, because check this out. If you go to 4, it has Atlanta making a trade with the Patriots. So essentially, he just did nothing for the Niners, just saying they get some extra picks, and then the Niners get
so traded all the way out of the pick, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, they just get extra picks, and then they get one of those quarterbacks. Where are the Steelers picking?
23. I always screw it up in the 20s.
So let's see, your Steelers 24. This theoretical trade thing would have the Steelers trading out of the first round altogether with the Raiders. The Steelers would get the second and back-to-back third round picks, and the Raiders would get a first and a fourth. So that's pretty boring.
Yeah, well, that's also terrible. You're not going to trade a first round picks to get a second and two thirds.
You know,
I'm sorry.
I thought I liked this article, but you know what? I think I hate
it. It's just too much.
No, you know, here's why I hate it. The very first, like you go and if you do like the quick glance, you're like, oh, hey, cool. Look at that. There's a Deshaun Watson or the Justin Herbert. 95% of the other trades are just like, yeah, they trade these picks for these picks. And it's like, well, who cares? Who cares about this tradey thing?
So it's that's too much. They're going to be a million trades, dude. I think it's going to be littered with them. It's going to make, yeah, it's going to make, you know, picking it, you know, doing your pre-draft picks and all these mock drafts worthless about 5 to 6 picks into the draft. You know, something weird is going to happen. Atlanta has talked about moving back, potentially with Denver. Denver might want to move up to take Fields should your Niners go ahead and take Mac Jones, which, by the way, we'll talk about this in a little bit, but the odds have now flipped back to Mac Jones being the most likely pick for the Niners. So
awesome.
So I don't know what's happening. You know, it's,
well, let's talk about
it's
the
a weird
draft. Let's talk about it because we were just talking about this theoretical article that I thought was cooler until I read more about it. And now I don't really like it because it doesn't have substantive stuff. That's not, I'm still not saying it right, but whatever. this is the consensus draft over at CBS, which they compiled a whole bunch and kind of went with where everyone is relatively at. And they got a little bit of a write-up here. They do have a couple opinions where they say their takeaways are the Falcons and Lions are viewed as the most likely to trade up destinations for teams in the quarterback market. There were 4 projections where the Lions were trading out of number 4, the number 4 spot, and 3 that had Atlanta trading out of number 7. So that's in all of these.
Well, yeah, those two flipping because Atlanta has 4. So Detroit would bump up to 4, to take Fields if the Niners took Mac.
Oh, yeah, you're right. This guy just hasn't corrected his article, and he wrote it completely opposite. So that's good work on CBS. this comes from 13 mock drafts that they put together.
Okay.
So just FYI. So the number one overall, because how much time do we have here? We can go through a little bit.
We got some time. Yeah.
The number one overall pick, unanimous, Trevor Lawrence, bam. And also number 2, unanimous in all 13 of the mock drafts is Trevor Lawrence 1, Zach Wilson 2. Nothing changes from that. And we should expect no difference. And as everybody has said, the draft starts at 3 with my 49ers, right? Right.
Yeah, I'm trying not to die.
I know
you
were dying. Yeah, sorry. I wasn't looking at the screen and then I noticed you were dying and I had asked you right. So we are going to talk about the odds later. So hold tight and we will give you the gambling odds on it. In this consensus mock, it has, short-lived stream for me. The San Francisco 49ers and the consensus taking Mac Jones, and it doesn't give. I would have liked if they would have broken down the numbers between the 13 mocks of the consensus of like how many times or did we at all see Trey Lance. I know there had to be some Justin Fields ones, especially when the odds move, but unfortunately this has Alabama quarterback Mac Jones going to the 49ers, which will be devastating to me.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who they take, you're not gonna like it. So
I'd like Justin Fields. I don't care about his epilepsy or whatever.
Yeah, you know, I mean, his doctors told him he probably outgrew that, so hey, he still takes meds for it, but he might not
even
need them anymore.
By the way, you're hearing like a disease and be like, oh, yeah, outgrow that. That sounds like an old 1950s doctor. That's just like you know, the doctor in Forrest Gump that put the things on the kid's legs. It sounds like that doctor, like, ah, you'll grow out of that. You'll grow out of that leukemia. Don't worry.
Got you straight now, didn't we, boy?
Yeah. Just take some of this vitamin C there, boy. You'll be fine. That sounds like it's like, oh, okay, just get out of the epilepsy. That's cool. But like, I would be happy with Justin Fields. I'm just not going to be happy with Mac Jones. And how disappointed should I be if Mac Jones does go 3?
I don't know. Fairly disappointed, I feel like. But I'm, you know, from everything that I've heard, it feels like when we're getting the real information from GMs this week, like all these articles are coming out. Bruce Feldman wrote one on The Athletic where he talks to GMs and scouts, and every GM and scout is talking about how great Mac Jones was during the interview, and not just personality wise. They give him a play and he says, break it down. He's the guy that did it better than any quarterback, including Lawrence.
When they say, do they go, break it down?
And then goes, break it down. Yeah. And then Triple H comes out. Right. So
Pedigree is the coach.
Right. Right. But they're all saying, so he and his processing it has been at number one on most people's boards as well, as far as looking right through his reads and stuff. But you know, the argument against that is the fact that he had five All-American offensive linemen, all five stars, you know what I mean? So it's not like he wasn't looking down the barrel too often.
It's super great that we traded all the entire future to move up to three to make sure we get a guy that wouldn't go top five unless we're there. So that's your top three. And unfortunately, that Niner Mac Jones thing is becoming more consensus-y, which leaves a lot on the table. When we come back, which we're going to do in 3 minutes, and I was about to take us a break, but we still have a couple more minutes, we will talk about the rest of the draft, but we'll keep going right now. So we'll keep transitioning up. Number four, Trey Lance.
Trey Lance to the Atlanta Falcons.
It says okay. Atlanta was one of the teams most commonly projected to trade down, which we just talked about. So four of this writer screwed this up because they said the Lions trading out of the four three times and Atlanta trading out of number. I just don't understand what he's saying. So theoretically, I think they're saying three times in mock drafts, it has been projected Atlanta would trade out of this pick where Trey Lance would be. And that would be someone else either jumping up for Lance or jumping up for Fields.
Detroit makes sense if they're going to jump up because they have Jared Goff who could play for a couple seasons, and Lance definitely needs to ride the bench, I think, for at least a year. But, you know, maybe if he goes to Washington or something and he's in a situation like that, maybe he sits for three quarters of the year and takes over at the end of the season. You know what I mean? So, but he definitely, because he didn't play last year, he didn't play in 2020. FCS canceled their season. He played one game and then everything got shut down. So he definitely needs, he's got some rusty to knock off. Yeah.
So what is interesting about this, I didn't realize, it looks like this person has also put in some trades based on all of these mock drafts.
Yeah.
So number five is Penei Sewell to the Cincinnati Bengals. And number six, number six is Philly, right?
No, Philly flipped.
Okay. So
number six is Miami.
It is Miami. Perfect. Yes. Because I was having a hard time determining this. They have Ja'Marr Chase going as the first wide receiver going to the Miami Dolphins. We can talk about that when we come back. This person has inserted their own trade with the seventh pick, and it would be a doozy. So don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to tell you who trades up at number seven, what team for what quarterback, and we'll do the rest of this mock draft right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Is it called In This League?
Because who could be scared of it?
In This League.
Yeah, just this nice bloke from down the road, isn't he? What's wrong with you?
Hello, I'm
In This League.
I've just moved in. My wife has got varicose veins.
I'm having a heart attack. I'm having a heart attack.
You're not having an heart attack.
It is In This League. And did you know we've got a merch store? Go and check it out. Type in Teespring ITL store and you can catch all the cool stuff that we've got. We got all the different logo stuff for the podcast. Boggs Jr., little Fat Lance, little Prospects Assemble, whatever you want. Check it out. Support your boys and maybe one day be a part of the ITL story where we see In This League in the wild. You know, we told half of that story on our secret show. We're looking for the other half, a completely natural in the wild sighting of In This League stuff. Someday it will happen. Maybe it will be you. So go check it out today. We are taking a look at CBS's consensus mock draft they took from 13 different. They did not disclose what mock drafts and who they took it from, probably because there are ones that are behind paywalls, I would assume. So it's just easier to not say.
I feel like this might have been just CBS mocks.
Could be.
You know.
Absolutely could be. It's just no dictation of like which ones and who and blah, blah, blah. So I teased it. The top six was Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson, which was unanimous. Mac Jones, three. Trey Lance, four. Number five was Penei Sewell. Number six was Ja'Marr Chase to the Dolphins. Now here's number seven, where it looks like this person inserted this doozy, because
this would have been the Lions pick. So they're trading out of it.
They have the Lions trading out with the New England Patriots, and the Patriots take Justin Fields, which would be my nightmare.
That would be a great trade for both teams, because Detroit needs so much. They could stay there and take, you know, I mean, their number one. Do you know, why don't you let me know who the number one wideout for the Lions is right now? Do you have a clue? I had to look it up the other day.
Is it Danny Amendola?
Nope. It's Breshad Perriman.
Oh, Broshard.
Perriman, Broshard and Tyro Williams are their 1-2 punch right now. Hawkinson and DeAndre Swift will probably lead that team in receptions if the season starts right now. So everybody's got them taking Chase or Smith or Waddle or somebody at seven.
I just wouldn't blame them for staying at that pick and taking if Chase fell or Devontae Smith or just anybody. So I'm guessing what we're going to see is the Lions are going to take a wideout in the trade down, but New England trading up to seven to get Justin Fields would be wild. But, you know, he'd learn behind Cam Newton, I suppose. And, you know, they could kind of, I don't know. I mean, Justin Fields is athletic and can move around and stuff, but you know, he can like throw unlike Cam Newton.
Well, he would be behind Cam. So for at least a little bit. And hopefully he would pick some stuff up from Cam. Remember, I know Cam isn't great now, but former MVP, took the Panthers to the Super Bowl. So a lot of experience there, and it'd be nice for Fields to sit behind him. Number eight, are the Panthers staying with this pick?
They have the Panthers staying with this pick.
Kyle Pitts has not gone.
Pitts. It's 100% Kyle Pitts. It says there was only, this is what this little blurb says. There was only one vote for Kyle Pitts beyond number seven overall. However, five quarterbacks getting taken before Carolina pit meant that he slipped. So, you know, they just brought in Sam Darnold. The logic actually makes sense. You know, I would throw this out, though. I mean, you tell me. I kind of think where Ja'Marr Chase went to Miami, that might be Kyle Pitts.
That could definitely be Kyle Pitts. If he slipped to the Dolphins, I think the Dolphins would take him. So yeah. I don't know, man. It seems to me, we'll get into this when we're talking about the bets, but I do think the Bengals are going to pass on Penei Sewell and take Ja'Marr Chase. So he'll go there, but I think the Falcons are going to stick at four and take Pitts at four. So I think Pitts will be gone well before this, but you know, we'll see.
Yeah. The next two picks are defensive players. They have, and they have them keeping their picks. The Denver Broncos taking Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys taking Patrick Surtain the second. So
I believe Patrick Surtain is the most locked in pick in the draft so far. Now there's rumors that Jerry Jones wants to move up to take Kyle Pitts. I just think it would cost them too much, because if you want to guarantee yourself Kyle Pitts, you probably have to trade up to pick four. And if it's not pick four, then you'd have to trade with the Bengals at pick five or the Dolphins, who already moved up to take, two pick six to take either Kyle Pitts or a wideout. So it's going to cost you way too much, I feel like, to take him. Maybe if he's available at the Panthers pick, it won't cost you an arm and a leg to move up two spots. But no, I don't think they're going to do it. They got to take a corner.
You know, it's interesting because the Patrick Surtain for me would have been one of those things where, like, had the San Francisco 49ers been down in like the teens or something like that, I would not have hated taking Patrick Surtain as a monster, and I would have liked to have seen him actually go there. That would have been one. So that's
how do you like Patrick Surtain the second and Asante Samuel Jr. both in this draft class?
We're old. I feel older. Thanks. Number 11. This consensus mock drafts has Jalen Waddle going to the New York Giants, which I think makes just a ton of sense, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think they have some other needs, but Jalen Waddle is a game breaker, so I like that one.
Next pick. This made me laugh because I don't know if you there's this video circulating online, which is really great, and it's of the Minnesota Vikings war room and during the draft last year, and they're talking about stuff, and then it has the Eagles passing on Justin Jefferson, and then they all are just like, oh my god, this is amazing.
Oh my god, they took Rager.
Yeah, they're like they're just so happy and just they don't even know what to do with themselves. They go back to the wideout, Philly does, and it has them taking Devontae Smith. So back-to-back wideouts in Waddle and Smith.
Yeah, that one, I mean, it would be easy to see Devontae Smith in an Eagles uniform. They've struggled at the wideout spot. You know, Rager got banged up last year. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside has not worked out. They're still going to lean on Goddard and Miles Sanders, but they definitely need a wideout.
Next two picks are boring. It has the Chargers taking Rashawn Slater, offensive lineman, and the Minnesota Vikings taking Jalen Phillips, ed rusher out of Miami.
I mean, they're not boring. They're just not wide receivers or tight ends. So you
boring. the Lions in that trade with the Patriots, which was actually done in this mock draft, they have them taking J.C. Horn, a cornerback.
Yeah.
So that actually is contrary to what I was saying, that I thought they would go wideout, except there was that run of wideouts in Waddle and Smith. So they must have just got priced out based on this trade.
Yeah, and that would leave them with the corner that they took last year and J.C. Horn. Yeah, Jeff Okuda, thank you. So they would have back-to-back corners to lock them down. Look, they need so much, and the wide receivers are deep in this class that they need to go BPA regardless of where they pick, and J.C. Horn's probably BPA here.
All right, I'm going to burn through a couple of these, and you can give opinions after on a few. I'm going to go 16 to 20.
Okay.
There's no trades or anything. Cardinals are taking Caleb Farley, cornerback out of Virginia Tech. Raiders taking Jeremiah Owusu Koromoa, a linebacker out of Notre Dame. The Miami Dolphins at 18 are taking Quiddy Pay, edge rusher out of Michigan. Did I say that right?
Yep.
Pick 19. Boy, these are just all in my face. It has the Washington football team taking Elijah Vera Tucker, offensive lineman out of USC, and then another offensive lineman going to the Bears, Tevin Jenkins. Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, I would be disappointed if Tevin Jenkins went 20 to the Bears, but that's been mocked a bunch of times, so it wouldn't be that surprising because I want the Steelers to take Tevin Jenkins. Dude's a monster left tackle. So, all those picks make sense. JOK, he has been mocked a lot to Washington too, so I could see him slipping because the Raiders are obsessed with Micah Parsons. We had, of course, Parsons going earlier in this draft, but Micah Parsons, I think, is going to slip because he has some off-field stuff that some teams don't like.
I still can't get over, it's still jarring to not see so many, how the NFL has changed positional, just like offensive players that aren't going here. You've got Christian Darrisaw, Virginia Tech offensive lineman. A couple of Virginia Tech guys going in here, going to the Colts at 21 in this consensus CBS mock. Greg Newsom, cornerback out of Northwestern, going 22 to the Titans. In the Seattle trade, the New York Jets are taking Aziz Ojulari.
Aziz Ojulari, the edge out of. I like that pick for them, but I think this is a spot that could definitely be a running back because they're one pick ahead of Pittsburgh, who has been projected to take a running back in a lot of drafts, probably here too. But, in the Jets, their starting running back right now is LaMichael Perine. So we know Sala is going to want to run the rock a bunch. So, I think that could be a running back there.
Well, at pick 24, your Pittsburgh Steelers are taking Najee Harris out of Alabama. And in the write-up, it says Harris barely nudged out Tevin Jenkins, like you talked about in this consensus mock draft, and also noting that it kind of seems to be a consensus like with Steeler fans, Jenkins or Harris. And I think you'd be happy either way. If Jenkins is off the board, they go Harris, and that's where your Steelers, and you got to love that pick. I mean, Najee Harris is an absolute stud.
I mean, I don't, but I love Najee Harris, but I don't like the pick because the offensive line is so bad. It'd be Chukwuma Okorafor unless they take someone in the second. Someone has to fall to them in the second. I think if Jenkins is gone, they'll take Liam Eikenberg out of Notre Dame. But we'll see.
The last couple picture, you've got the Jaguars taking Trevin Morrig, TCU.
It's a good pick.
TCU safety. Yes. Jamin Davis, linebacker out of Kentucky, goes 26 to the Browns.
Ooh, in the first Jamin Davis? Okay.
Yeah, it said Cleveland. Let's see, with this selection, Jamin Davis at the end of the day. I was just seeing if they were going to say of the voting. They didn't really have any. They said Coromora was tied for the second highest vote getter for this spot, but he had already gone in this mock.
Right.
Terrence Marshall going to the Baltimore Ravens out of LSU, wide receiver at pick 27.
Real quick on the Terrace Marshall one, he is going to slip, I think, because he had some negatives come out in his medical. Like, the medical stuff came out last week, and it might just be a smokescreen rumor. So maybe he still stays in the back end of the first, early second, where he kind of has been going. But they said there might be like an ankle or knee issue with him. And he had surgery on both in high school, but he's played in college fine. He hasn't had injury issues. So we'll see if that the medical stuff actually does drop him.
Pick 28, they have Asante Samuel Jr. going to the New Orleans Saints, Florida State cornerback.
That one is almost as locked in as Patrick Surtain to the Cowboys.
He doesn't go. Yeah, there's no trade outs or any trade ups for him. Zaven Collins from Tulsa going to the Green Bay Packers at 29. Tyson Campbell, cornerback out of Georgia, going to the Buffalo Bills at 30. Jason Owee, edge rusher going
away.
Penn State edge rusher going to the Chiefs, and the last pick to the Buccaneers, which would be devastatingly bad for his value. Travis Etienne to the Buccaneers with the final pick. Can you imagine? They're saying the consensus pick has Etienne going there. That's wild to me. But they said, but here's what it had. It said Tampa Bay had the widest range of projections. There were 11 players of the 13 mocks projected there, including Stanford quarterback Davis Mills.
Come on.
But Etienne was the pick. That would destroy his value. They've got Jones and Fournette. Doesn't make sense. Hate this in the consensus.
Well, and they also signed Gio Bernard. So,
There's no way.
It just doesn't make any sense at all. They need an edge rusher. You have, you didn't say Greg Rousseau's name, right? Joe Tryon, Joseph Osai. I think they're going to go edge rusher, Tampa Bay, because they have good edge rushers, but JPP's old and on a 1 year deal. So, or in the last year of his deal. So I don't see them taking ETN. It can't happen. So, the other one I hated was Green Bay's, it was a edge rusher, but how can they not take a wideout?
And let's do that. We got a couple of minutes on the other side of this break, and then we're going to go into hour two, where we're going to talk about the lines. You tell me a couple, you can go further on that, of the picks that you hated in that mock draft. So don't go nowhere. It's ITL and Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Man, I tell you what, that dang old
in this league.
Talk about www.com, me, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Welcome back, friends. It is In This League. I am the Welsh. That's Bogman. Thank you guys for tuning in. Coming into the end of hour one, we're talking solely about the NFL mock draft for the upcoming draft on the 29th, I think it would be the date. The 29th will be the draft. We're going to have tons of ITL coverage, live stream, early episodes, so make sure you're locked into ITL. But we were just going over the CBS consensus mock. So I had to cut you off, but you were saying someone you hate. Give me a couple of the picks from the consensus that you hated. You kind of said the ones you like, I felt like, were the ones that were, you know, the cornerbacks were so locked in. But, you know, let's focus on the negative. What were a couple that you just think, besides Etienne, just made no sense whatsoever?
Yeah, the Etienne one is terrible. Like, you know, you mentioned it before. Fournette, Ronald Jones, Gio Bernard. It's just absurd. They don't need that many running backs. It doesn't make any sense. So don't like it. Despise it, would hate that landing spot for him, and that's that. The other one was who did Green Bay take? I know it was an edge rusher, but who was it again?
Let's see. Green Bay had Zaven Collins out of Tulsa.
Now, I really like Zaven Collins. He's a bit of a tweener because he played inside linebacker at Tulsa. He also ran off the edge, kind of that joker type of a player where he can line up in many different spots. He's enormous. He's 260 pounds, probably too big to play inside linebacker. Should probably play more of an edge rusher in the NFL. I would love to see him go to Tennessee because they kind of need a tweener. They need edge rusher. They need a middle linebacker too. So I think that would be a perfect fit for them. But how does Green Bay not take a wideout? You know, Rashad Bateman sitting there for them, Kadarius Toney, Elijah Moore. There are plenty of good wideouts in this spot. It would just be, I mean, it would be totally Green Bay for them to not take one, right? But how do you pass up a wideout there?
You think there's any chance Terrace Marshall could land to Green Bay?
I
got about 15 seconds.
But. Yeah, if that medical stuff is overblown. Yes, absolutely. And I think it'd be a great spot for him, too. We didn't even mention Keyshawn Vaughn for the Bucs too, who they drafted last year.
It's ridiculous. It's too many. Guys, don't go anywhere. Hour one in the books. Hour two coming up. We are going to go over and look at the sports betting side of the NFL draft, where the lines are moving. That number three pick has gone up and down and up and down and changed. We're going to tell you all the stuff right here on In This League.